And each group, Carmel, can we just pass these around?
And also, we'll probably do this now before.
Sure.
I'll pass this around so you can.
So, can each group of four or six just grab a clipboard? And can one person just write the names down of the people in the group? You've got two questions here. So the questions are, what are some of the key causes of food insecurity? And then the second question is, what is needed to achieve food security? So just have a brainstorm in your group. Introduce yourself to each other. Yes. Hey, Catherine. Yeah, please. Yeah, take a few and pass them around. You guys want to? Do I? Hey, Tom. Very nice to see you. How are you? So you might need to move around in your seats a bit to kind of get chatting with each other. You might want to come down to the front.
On-campus students, this question is on the discussion board. We'll come back to you after a short break with some student responses. Thank you.
I'm going to skip a bunch of stuff. Thanks, everyone. Thank you very much for getting into those conversations. It's often the way in week one, but time has kind of run through the sand, so I'm actually going to skip a bunch of slides, but I will draw your attention. All those slides are in Milo. I had a couple of videos that we could have looked at. If you're interested, then you can look at those videos yourself in your own time. And, you know, there's really great resources on the web if you know where to look and so on. So I encourage you to, if you're interested, to find good material. So we'll just skip on that. But I was just going to show you these two videos that had very different perspectives about what some of the factors of food security were. And if we had more time, I'd ask some of the groups to report back. We'll often do that. But just this afternoon, I'm going to keep moving. But the conversations that I listen to, they're great conversations. So most of you are picking up on a lot of the key things that we're going to try and kind of bury into in a bit more depth with a bit more rigor as we go through semester. But you pretty well, between you, identified the key issues that we're going to be looking at. I'll just quickly just raise, but this is one of the things we will do through semester, is try and bring food security into some kind of conversation with some other concepts that we could use to think about what might be a good future in relation to food. So food security is not the only way of defining what is the key problem with food that we might want to solve. And each concept kind of brings, if you like, another angle or another voice into that. So my view is that we need many concepts. This unit we focus on food security for obvious reasons, because this is a key governmental approach. It's a key approach in the professions. There's a lot of policy around food security. It's something that, you know, you guys will be able to get involved in if you want to in your personal and professional lives. But don't forget that there are other ways to think about it. So food sustainability is another concept and a focus and a discourse that gets used. People talk about food futures. Food justice is an increasingly important concept used by lots of social movements in particular. Food ethics. And food sovereignty, which is one that I'm particularly interested in. It's actually a concept that's come out of the, what I often call the developing countries, or what I prefer to call the global south. So non-Western, often poor communities, are really trying to assert their right not just to have food. So the difference between food security and food sovereignty is that food security focuses on the food object. People need to have a food object to eat. But food sovereignty doesn't focus on that, it focuses on the food system. If people have control over their food system, then food will be sorted naturally through the fact that they have control over a food system. So you don't focus on food, you focus on the food system. And there are many of these poor communities around the world, and including in Australia, demanding that they have control over their food system. So not a simple idea and not one we're going into today, but just to remind you that there are a number of angles. And just quickly, I'll do this very quickly. I have a few slides here that have grabs from the reading, but because you'll be doing the reading, I won't go over this in any depth.